Into the storm of life was born this child, so small and cold and bare. I took a breath, let out a cry, and started then to wonder why. But soon I sensed such warmth and ease as I felt a loving squeeze when I was placed into my mama's hands. My mama's hands, my mama's hands. There was no need to understand the boundless joy in my mama's hands. I found each joy as a young boy. Each day the world would show to me a firefly, clouds in the sky, and every one of my skinned knees. So if I'd laugh or hurt so bad, or just need someone else to see, I'd run and reach out for my mama's hands. My mama's hands, my mama's hands. Sometimes I try to understand the wondrous joy in my mama's hands. Then life moved on, and things went wrong with work or friends and family. As burdens grew, and kids did too, I had a place to retreat to. I'd think of when at night she'd bend and tuck me tightly into bed and softly touch my face. Those were my mama's hands. My mama's hands, my mama's hands. How can I hope to understand the gentle touch of my mama's hands? They'd hold me, they'd scold me, they'd send me out to play. They'd pick me up and brush me off. They taught me how to pray. This time of dread, I hold a hand that seems to be so different now. But yet somehow, it's as it's always been for me. A gentle squeeze, a prayer, oh please, it's much too soon for her to leave. That's when God took hold of my mama's hand. It was God's grace in my mama's hands. My mama's hands, my mama's hands. I think that now I understand the gifts I found there in my mama's hands. The many gifts I found in my mama's hands.